One reason assent and consent are important is that some students and their families may elect not to participate in your study. For example, please click on each student in the picture to see who will and will not participate. If this happens, you can still move forward and make it possible for those students to have the same educational experiences in your class. For example, if you plan to analyze student work on an assignment, you can still collect the work produced by those students but not include it in your analysis. If you plan to video record a lesson, you can position the camera so that those students do not appear in the recording. Only the stuff that you choose to treat as evidence for your project becomes data. This is why we will describe this step of the process as generating rather than collecting data. As you plan the logistics of generating the data for your study, it may be helpful to think about that old English teacher standby, the 5 W's plus H.